The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everyone, to my Friday broadcast of Psychic View. Hey, I have an announcement. I am starting an astrology column, and it will be live as of October 1st. So as of October 1st, you can go to vegasastrology.com and read your monthly forecast. It's also going to be syndicated in a couple of publications, so I'm pretty darn excited about that. But vegasastrology.com, that's where my astrology column debuts. And you can read about all the fabulous things that are about to happen for you. So October does not have lucky numbers attached to it, but November will. So just kind of keep that in mind for the future. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 207 area code. Hello, 207. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. What's your question for me today?
I had a situation at work where someone texted me claiming to be a coworker and wanted to have an affair. And I'm curious to know if it is the person I think it is and if they're going to be caught, because I didn't answer and I reported it to work and there's investigators coming, but they texted me from like a fake number. So I don't know if they're ever going to be caught. And so that's what I want to know.
So I want to tell you, you did exactly the right thing. And oh my God, I actually think it was about to, they were trying to trap you. They were totally trying to trap you. So the fact that you immediately reported it and that you did exactly the right human resources appropriate thing, I'm incredibly proud of you.
Oof, thank you. It was scary because my husband was away in Texas, and I didn't know who was texting me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, because what it's saying here is you did exactly the right thing, but I actually think that that text went to more than one person.
Oh. Huh. So, well, yes, they did text my husband.
Yeah, what I'm trying to tell you is that what it's saying here is that you did exactly the right thing, and someone was trying to trick you.
Okay. Yeah.
So you did perfect. I'm so proud of you. I can't stand it. But what a whack job.
Yes.
I mean, seriously. You know, well, not only is it scary, but, you know, it's a very, very wacky thing to do. You know, the funny thing is I almost wonder if you could find a way to trace that number. Like, it might be one of those Google text numbers, and it might be report it to Google.
I figured it out, and it came from the Text Now app, but I'm not a law enforcement person, so I can't subpoena the number, but it came from Text Now. It's where you can sign up, and they just assign you a phone number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super proud of you for doing the right thing all the way around. Because even if it was the person you're thinking of, I don't see you crossing the line or being unethical in any way at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm really proud of you. Good job.
Do you think anybody will find out who it is?
I think this says no. And the reason it says no is this person is super clever. You won't get another text because you reported it so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You acted on it so quickly.
Is it the person that, can you tell if it's the person I think it is?
I think it is the person you think it is because this guy's a whack job. And
he works in
like the only
IT. He's a computer guy that I think hacked our phones and like knows his way around the internet and stuff, and he works for the government, which is so alarming to me.
So what I would do is I would find is that a company issued phone?
That I don't know. I mean, I know he has one.
Okay, no. Is your phone a company issued phone? Okay, then one of the things I want you to do is I want you to see if there's any way you can block numbers, and I don't even know if this is possible, but I want to see if you can block any numbers that are from that sort of Google-generated phone number kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's possible.
Okay.
But
I'll look
ask
into it.
Cell phone company. Yeah. The other thing is make sure you have whatever password protection on your phone, because you know sometimes there's that whole AirDrop thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Hey, gal pal.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Awesome to talk to you. See you later.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning, Miss Mona. This is Sarah. How are you this morning?
Oh, hey. Hey, I'm doing great. What's your question today?
Well, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you on your new column. That sounds very exciting. I'm looking very much forward to reading that, and I'm sure, as always, it will be full of wit and charm and great advice.
Wow, you're making my day, Sarah. What's your question for me?
Well, actually, to be honest, I don't really have a question. I was actually calling to give you an update. You and I had chatted not too awfully long ago, and I'm so excited to have actually gotten through this morning to be able to give you this update. I had been for a very long time looking for the ideal job, and I was, having some of the problems that folks do when they're looking for their ideal role. And you had indicated to me in a reading that I just needed to be patient, and that I would have the opportunity to step into the light and step into my power, and that the job that I had been seeking was just about to find me, or I was about to find it. And you actually were so specific as to tell me that it would be on the 17th. And I wanted to say, when the offer letter actually arrived on the 17th, I was thrilled beyond thrilled, but I immediately registered she was right, and there'll be no living with her now. So I had to call you.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you, Sarah. I really do appreciate updates, you know, no matter what happens. But the fact that you're telling me that you got your good news on the number that came up as your power number in your reading, that is wicked cool. Well, did you have a question for me today?
Well, I suppose then what's the most important thing I need to know right now about my new position?
Oh, let's see. Okay. Oh, wow. Your creativity is going to be the thing that really makes the position for you. But here's the question you didn't ask. It actually says you meet an amazing man that could be a romantic interest by February of next year in your new job.
Well, that's a spectacular bonus.
Oh yeah, that it's funny because the job, you had to have the job to meet the man. So it was so amazing. You had to have this job to meet this man. And it actually looks like the universe is rewarding you for an awful lot of pain and suffering that you've been through in the last year by totally turning things around for you. So
any old karma, you paid it off in the last year because now things are moving forward in a big way for you. So, wow, thank you so much for the call. You made my day.
Well, thank you so much for the additional wisdom. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, too.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code 269. Hello, 269.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pam. How are you?
Oh, hey, Pam. What's your question?
My question is about job. A job, any job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. You know, it's so interesting because I really do think the universe is putting people more in their, what I call their true place success these days, that your spirit can no longer stand to work a mediocre job, that you actually need to be in something where you can be serious about the work but happy about the work. Do you see what I mean? It's like serious about the work but happy about the environment. That's probably the key thing. Because what it's saying here is your big breakthrough month, and apparently I've been really good at this lately, your big breakthrough month is going to be November. So if you absolutely know for sure that you'll be starting this amazing job by November, all right, and that you start planning for that, I will either be working by or in November in my dream job. So now your hard work is, what does your dream job look like? Because what I'm getting here is that this is not about you being so much of a giver anymore, because, you know, you get hired in a job and you end up doing two or three other people's job in order for your job to look good. Well, that's not the job you're going into. The job you're going into is you actually act as sort of a sovereign or sort of like the leader in a very feminine way in the next job. But what's so amazing about it is that the reason that you're not in the job that you were in is because you had too many people that were, lack of a better way to say it, jealous of you, all right? So now the job that you go into by November or in November, that's the big power month, this is the job that you could choose to stay at till you retired or for at least 5 years. Because what I'm getting is that when you take your happiness seriously and you can go in and talk to any company about how you can save them money but also put them on the map in some way because you're kind of a natural PR person, that's the job. So the best kind of job I'm getting for you is business development, community networking, philanthropy, where you're in charge of a philanthropic area of the company, that you actually take that amazing spiritual side of you and you apply it to a company where they get the right kind of attention. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the
job. Except I work in the field of education.
Well,
that's
it
where
may
my training
be
is.
That. Okay, but what may be is you end up going to a nonprofit where the educational side is what you manage.
Oh, that
for
makes
example,
sense. Yeah.
You see what I mean? So here in Las Vegas, there's an organization that I volunteer for called Help of Southern Nevada. Well, they actually have and manage the Shannon West Homeless Youth Center, but they have somebody in charge of education that's part of that facility. And what that person does is help kids get their GED, helps them get jobs, helps them train certain things. Now, that would be sort of the heartfelt kind of job that I'm seeing for you.
Well, it's interesting. I just remembered I did apply for an educational administration that was half business.
Yeah,
half
this
education,
sounds.
Education, half business.
And I would totally follow up on that. Because
do you see anything before that job appears, though, like now? Like, temp work or anything?
Well, all you'd have to do is sign up with a temp agency, and you'd have a job tomorrow. But the dream job looks like – okay.
Actually, I've gone five months looking for a temp job.
Okay, but it may not be exactly the kind of job that you were expecting. In other words, if you were to call, if register with any temporary service you're registered with, I want you to call them and say, look, even if you have a receptionist job open for a few days, I'm willing to take it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you start calling in Monday morning when they have the flake factor at temporary staffing services, and you say, look, I can do this, I can do this, and I'm ready to work right now, and I'm dressed. What will happen is as soon as I'm serious. And I have to tell you, my background actually is in temporary staffing sales. So I know this to be a true thing, is where if you call up Monday morning at 7:45 a.m., when they're all settling in for the day, and you say, hi, my name is Pam, I'm dressed and ready to go to work. I don't care what kind of job it is. I don't care if it's admin. I don't care if it's receptionist, but I'm dressed and ready to go work to work right now. What will happen is as soon as they realize that you're in the queue every Monday to go to work, you will start getting money coming to you. I know it's not ideal money, but here's the thing. When people meet you, they love you, and that's 90% of you getting the next job.
Okay, that sounds good.
But
All
right, but the dream job's coming in November is what it says. All right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Right. I'll look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – going to go to the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much. What an honor.
Oh, you're so funny. All right. What's your question for me today, Lisa?
I am looking to see what my next step should be in my life.
Okay. So do you have a specific category you want me to address?
Well,
I've been really
sick for 21 years, and science caught up with my illnesses, and I'm starting to be able to live again. And I was hoping to have a career somehow. I used to be a barber, and I don't know what direction to go in, what if I should take classes, if I should go with my Reiki work. I don't know what
to
do.
So I see you working with men. So it may be that you either re-up your license for barber school, but you do it in a slightly different way, because what I'm getting here is that you may register with several barber shops and say, by the way, if you need someone on call, I can be that person.
I can't do that. I can't go back to barbering again. I'm not well enough to stand on my feet with my arms over my head all day
all
and
right.
barber.
Okay, so we need you to get you something that actually establishes a routine for you. So, Lisa, what I'd like you to do is maybe think about working in a call center, because there's call centers available in every major city. And I know it doesn't pay a lot right now, but if you were to start doing that part-time, then you would get yourself into a routine, because what I'm seeing here is you start feeling way better. I mean, you're starting to feel better now, but you will start feeling way better by January. So if you were to start out part-time working in, say, a call center in customer service, this is not outbound solicitation where you're bugging people on their cell phone. This is where people are calling in, and, you know, companies like Netflix or big banks or whatever have a customer service line that they work through these call centers. And so they train you. You get paid a decent salary, but you get to sit. So for you, when people like your voice, I like your voice. So when you're talking to them and you actually have that real feeling of concern and consideration and service in your voice, then if you decide to go on full-time or choose something else, it says by January you feel better. I mean, a lot better, because not only has science caught up with what's going on with you, it's also allowing you to be open to the idea intuitively for your own next career path, which I actually see is going to present itself to you over the next 8 weeks. But in the meantime, I want you to find some sort of regular thing to do for, say, 4 hours a day that actually gets you into a schedule.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, gal. You got this. You got
okay.
this.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later. Thanks. Bye. All right. Okay, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Oh, wonderful. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica from New Jersey. What's your question
Hi.
For me today?
I wanted to know what you were picking up about this healer that I work with sometimes. One way I know that she has helped me and she has maybe the highest good for me in mind, but I always feel kind of bad after I speak to her. I feel like she blames me a lot for things that happen in my life when they're just like lessons. So I just wanted to see what's the story here.
So fabulous, Jessica. I actually believe there's no such thing as an accident, all right? So what you're learning from this person is you're learning what you want and what you don't want. What I'm also getting here is that you're kind of seeing past the fact that you actually no longer need her.
Right.
Okay.
It's been hard to detach. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that, but what it's getting, what it's saying here is that it's like you have the wings to fly and you just need to jump out of the nest.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
instead of sitting there and going, I've got these beautiful wings and I've got these gorgeous feathers and I've got the desire and I've got all of this going for me, it's just time to fly. Because what I'm getting here is that the fact that she's now bringing up things that are making you churn your own, your own accomplishments, your past, your emotions. She's bringing all that up to churn it, but now that it's actually out there, now you can put light to it and let it go. You know, there's two things I like to tell people when they're shifting into better or their higher potential. The first is, say to yourself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. That's the first thing. And the second thing, which I've told people before, a lot. The meaning of life is two words, pay attention. So when you're paying attention and something amazing comes up, you're supposed to take action on it. When you're paying attention and something from the past or something that upsets you comes up, you're actually supposed to address it. And that by saying right here in this moment, you change everything. Because what I'm actually seeing with your life, fabulous Jessica, is you're about to fall in love with it. And that these next 10 days of this month is letting go of any old pain. Because the pain that's here is old pain. It's time to let it go. You can't do anything about it anyway. So it's time to bless it, release it, heal it. And then say to yourself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. And pay attention to when the blessings present themselves. Because that's exactly what's about to happen for you. And you're going to have the ability to take action on something that's meaningful for you within the next 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm actually not worried about you. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Great.
See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
You're thanks. Welcome. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice.
please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.